Have your weekend breakfast
with Refilwe and Mpakanyane on 702.
Let's walk the talk.
7:52 on Weekend Breakfast. It is time to walk that talk, that entrepreneurship and small business talk, and find ways that we can support each other, give each other insights as small business owners and entrepreneurs, and maybe a heads up that, listen, pothole along that route, watch out for this, or even better, this is my hack or shortcut to success in this particular area of the entrepreneurship journey. That's what we do every Saturday morning just before the 8 o'clock news bulletin. My small business wellness guest this morning is the founder of Ndzwakazi Millinery, Mandisa Ngwenkwezi. She's a founder and creative head at Ndzwakazi Millinery. And if you check her out on Instagram or social media, you will discover this person affectionately called the Hat Lady by the Stars. And I love the mix of traditional hats or headwear combined with contemporary hats, and the beading work, just the artistic flair, the creativity, her presentation, absolutely gorgeous, absolutely eye-catching. It's wedding season, it's the festive season, it's just name any season, and I think you might find something relevant and useful for whatever occasion it is that you're going to. So it's an absolute pleasure to say good morning to Mandisa Ngwenkwezi, founder creative at Ndzwakazi Millinery. Welcome to the program, Mandisa. It's a pleasure to have you on.
Good morning, Refilwe, and good morning to the listeners at home. I'm really honored to talk to you this morning.
Listen, I have just been, I was blown away the first time I saw some images of your product, some traditional Xhosa headwear or headgear that you had beaded and turned into just the most magnificent adornments. Talk to us about your journey, how you got started as a milliner, as a hat maker, and why the interest, or where was the interest from?
Okay, thank you so much, Refilwe. I'm born and bred in Port Elizabeth and grew up in Middle Drift, a small village in the Eastern Cape. Mm. I grew up in the old Apostolic Church where I was influenced by everybody wearing hats from a young girl of five.
Yes.
5 years old, the doctrine of the church, you're supposed to cover your head. So I was fascinated with all the hats. However, to me, they all looked the same. Whether I go to Johannesburg, even when I go across borders, they all look the same, but I've always known I wanted to make hats, but I did not know how to make them different.
Mm.
Until my grandmother in Soweto, Boksola, gave me 12 hats that were from her youth, meaning it was not my mother's generation.
Yeah.
It was a generation before. Then that was my aha moment, that these are the hats that I actually want to make. Little did I know that we didn't have the material in South Africa, that we had to import it. So it took me another 10 years to actually start making the hats. So one day I was in hospital, and then when I got out, because I nearly lost my life, mm-hmm. when I got out, I told my husband, I found my thing. This is it. It's now or never. I nearly lost my life. I'm doing this one.
Yeah.
6 months down the line, I was invited to go to China and start the manufacturing and shoe design. Then I never looked back. 6 months later, I was introduced by a friend of mine, looks pure Ijogolo, to Pumela Salela.
Yes.
Yes, and Pumela Salela immediately invested in my business.
And tell us about Pumela Salela, because not everyone is necessarily a fair with brand country managers and what they do. Pumela is, if I remember correctly, is stationed in the UK. She's the yes. country manager or brand manager of the country in the UK. Yeah.
Yes, Pumela Salela. I was introduced to her by Ms. Pum Jokola and said, "Just talk to this woman." I didn't know her, but she gave me a chance. I said, "This is what I do." And then she said, "Okay, I'm not familiar with this one." But 2 days later, she sent me a post and said, "Apply here. They want millionaires." And then I applied there. And then about a week later, they said, "Okay, show us your work." It was London Hat Week 2020 exhibition. Mm-hmm. And imagine that. It was during COVID time. And that time I was already out of business. I just said, "Okay, let me take a chance on this. And then when I applied, they took me, and then within a day, they said, "Okay, you made it. We need about 7,500 rands. Because actually, people have been preparing for this event for over a year, and then here you come within a week. And Pumela Salela came in and she said, I believe in you. I'm going to pay that money. She paid it.
Lovely.
And then the rest was history. Europe kept on inviting me, kept on profiling me. And then a few weeks ago, I was featured in their fashion magazine. And then it was delivered on my doorstep.
So, you know, from sitting on this idea for many, many years to getting a wake-up call and going, okay, I need to chase my vision and my dream, to this very, very quick international recognition, just give us a sense of the kinds of headgear, headwear that you're making, the hats that you're making. Obviously, I mentioned the traditional sort of Xhosa, I guess I'd call it itugo head wrap, but you've beaded it. You're doing amazing things in that sphere. You've also dressed or created hats for the former First Lady of South Africa, Mrs. Zanele Mbeki. You've fitted so many South African celebrities and well-known people, including Basitsana Khumalo. Give us a sense of what your creations look like. And of course, people can always find you online, but your inspiration and your vision going forward.
Okay, thank you so much. When I started the business, I wanted to make hats like royalty, where you see in London, when there's a royal wedding, that is what I wanted to make, and I actually made it. However, when I was invited to go to London, I thought I can't make the same thing that they make. I must show them who I am, what South Africa is made of. So I added a little bit of beadwork, and I added a little bit of Africa, not just South Africa. Beads are not just South Africa. Beads
sure.
are Africa. So I wanted a trademark so that wherever, even you, Rufino, when you see my work, you can recognize that is Ntwaka as a millinery. So Florence Masebe, she came into my life to just buy a hat.
Mm-hmm.
And then she never looked back. She kept on coming, and then she would come to me and say, I have a vision. Please create the flag, so the South African flag hat that you see. She had a vision for that hat, but she didn't know how I was going to create.
Mm.
So even you, Rufino, would say to me, actually, I would like to make a hat like this and this and this. We would create it together. That is why my clients keep on coming back, because I designed the hat with the client.
Lovely stuff. Mandy, so we're going to have to leave it right there. But obviously your energy, your passion is apparent and coming through in your voice and your delivery. We wish you all the best. Your work looks absolutely gorgeous. I can't wait to procure and order my very first Ntwakazi millinery hat. But of course, check it out online, whether it's on Instagram, all the socials. Fabulous work that she's doing there. A beautiful product inspired by passion for South Africa.